A flashback to 1964 and Joan Rivers, A Mountain of Love. This is Clicks Radio, checking science news. And think of planets with rings. You think of Saturn straight away. You've seen the photos, maybe even seen it through a telescope or on a computer. The actual planet with its rings looks amazing. And, of course, we now know that all of the other gas planets, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, all have rings as well. Well, scientists from this month have said that it's possible Mars might also have had rings at some stage and might have them again. Well, trying to work out why one of the Mars moons actually ends up looking a little bit strange, a bit wonky. And they ran some computer tests and they found that it's quite possible that one of the moons, Phobos, actually breaks apart and turns into rings for Mars. They've said that because they couldn't work out why Phobos appears to be younger than the other Martian moon, which this stage I can't think of what its name is again, but they can't work out why it appears to be younger than the other moon, while it's also the biggest of the two, and then why the other moon also looks a bit wonky with the way it's actually going around Mars. So they ran some tests on the computer, and they found it's possible. It explains a few things if they have one of the moons actually breaking apart and turning into a ring around Mars. Now, they've found that it's about 2 billion years ago that Phobos actually was formed. So I thought before that, it's possible that the actual moon was rings around Mars and then all joined together to form a moon. And then it's possible once again that that moon will break apart and become rings once again. So it's possible, not in our lifetime, but at some stage in the future, you might see Mars with rings as well as Saturn quite easily with some telescopes. Now, speaking of Saturn, the second largest moon, Titan, is one of Saturn's moons. And it looks like it's moving away from Saturn faster than the scientists first thought. So originally they thought it was moving away at a millimeter a year from Saturn. Well, through running the Cassini spacecraft around Saturn like they did for a fair bit of time, they found it's actually possibly moving away from Saturn at 11 centimeters a year. Now, our own moon is moving away from our planet, but it's doing it at 4 centimeters a year. So it's quite possible that Saturn might lose its largest moon at some stage. When? No idea, but at some stage it might just happen. But one thing for sure, we'll be long gone before then. In other science news, people say that when you fall in love, your heart is what tells you you're in love. As if there's a brain in there. Well, scientists have found, it's in rats at least, there are some brain neurons on the rat's hearts. Now, the neurons are roughly based around the top of the heart and towards the back and the left part of the heart, but they have found that actual brain neurons are on rats' hearts. They're trying to work out what the neurons are there for, and they're believing it's possibly to help with the actual rhythm of the heartbeat. Now, if that is the case also with humans, that might be able to help with sort of helping people with heart conditions actually survive for longer, or solve their heart conditions by working, instead of working on the heart muscle, working on the heart brain itself, trying to make sure that the heart rhythm continues to work the way it's supposed to. In other news, we all use GPSs these days, try and work our way around the place. And none more so than people flying planes and with the great big boats you see out in the water. Well, unfortunately, it looks like they might stop doing that quite soon. Middle of last year, they found in Shanghai, China, some boats were actually having their GPSs not working properly, and they were trying to work out what was going on. It affected boats in the Shanghai area, but it looked like that there was somebody actually playing with the GPS system and actually making the boats appear to be moving or not even there at all. Now, that was in China, and they thought nothing more of it because no one was really looking at the rest of the world with the GPS. Now it appears that same thing is affecting boats around the world. The second most pretty much used area where the GPS system is being affected is actually in the US, in Northern California. They're finding boats are disappearing or going around in circles or moving when they're still sitting completely still. Luckily, the people who actually are piloting the boats or the aircraft at this stage, for the most part, are noticing this and actually looking at what's happening around them. But there was a case last year where a boat actually in China managed to bang into a pier because the pilot of the boat wasn't watching what was going on around him and ended up having a few people getting more scared than injured because of it. This is Clicks Radio. More next.